College of Charleston, Earl Grant. Good morning, Coach Grant.
Morning.
Good morning. A split of a couple of road games for you guys last week. Overtime loss by 6 up at Towson on Thursday, but then you bounce back and win by 14 at Drexel. Before we talk about the week ahead, just give me your view on the two games last week.
Yeah, obviously both competitive games. Townsend game was a tough loss. I mean, we were up 6 minutes and 20 to go, and a lot of bad things happened. So we didn't necessarily play well. Things didn't go our way. You know, they made some plays down the stretch, and so tough loss. But, you know, I thought the guys did a good job of bouncing back in a short, quick turnaround. You know, we had to play that game up at Drexel at 2 o'clock on Saturday, and we came out and played with enough spirit and enough toughness to find a way to win on the road. So one out of two, you know, played well enough in the Townsend game, I mean, in the Drexel game, and then Townsend game just lost a tough one.
We spent a lot of time on these calls talking about how good your defense is, and it certainly is. But last week, the offense comes through. You shoot 53.8% up at Towson and then 51% up at Drexel and score 90 points. Talk about what you did so well offensively in those two games.
Well, I mean, you know, the guys, you know, they did a good job of sharing the ball. And, you know, we were able to make some perimeter shots. And so I think this their ability to help each other out and try to help each other find good shots, being unselfish, making the extra pass. I think that had a lot to do with it. And, you know, just the shot making. And so it really wasn't anything different we did. It just, you know, we were able to make more shots. And the guys did a great job of driving and finding each other for some easy baskets.
Two of the guys that made an awful lot of shots for you, your two guards, Grant Riller and Joe Cheely, the two of them combined for 50 points at Towson and then 53 up at Drexel. How do those two guys really complement each other in regards to their skill sets?
Well, both of them really good playmakers. They can attack off the dribble. Both of them can make threes. And so, you know, there's a lot of space on the floor when they're out there together. And so, obviously, Grant Riller benefits from, you know, Joe Chile's ability to penetrate. And Joe actually feeds off of Grant's ability to penetrate. So they find each other for open shots when a defense collapses. And then they both are very good playmakers. So they're driving the ball and finishing in the paint. And just being really aggressive attacking the basket.
We're here with College of Charleston head coach Earl Grant. If you have a question for him, just hit *1 on your keypad. And we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of David Driver with the American Sports Network.
Good morning, Coach, and good morning, Rob. Coach, I was interested to know your thoughts on the immigration ban putting forth by the White House and what effects it could possibly have on recruiting or possible foreign trips that schools take every 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, I think the immigration ban is not a good thing. Personally, I don't think so in terms of, you know, I mean, there's a lot of good people in other countries that are coming over here for good causes. I think it is good if you can eliminate some people that maybe don't need to be here, but that's whether they're from another country or that's just American citizens. So you want to do something to eliminate the bad folks. But at the same time, I think a lot of these people that are in our country coming from other places, they're coming for good causes. You know, in terms of recruiting, I think it will hurt some. You know, we trying to go over to Europe and trying to go over to Africa and find guys. We actually have an African kid on our roster that's a freshman right now. And so, you know, and we're thinking about taking a foreign trip. So, I mean, obviously, you know, moving forward 5 months from now before we get to August, there's some things we're going to have to look at and try to figure out, you know, be proactive on some paperwork and figuring out if it's something that we can do because he is from Africa and you know, there may be some issues down the road. But other than that, for us, it don't affect us because we only have one European kid, well, one African kid.
Right. Yeah, I know he's smart. Smart is on was on your preseason roster. I don't know if he's played, but have you talked to him since this all came up this weekend?
Well, he's a red shirt freshman.
Yeah,
big guy, big kid, hadn't played. I really hadn't talked to him, you know, about it yet because right now, like I said, we plan on taking a foreign trip in August. He won't be going home anytime soon, and so at some point we'll have the conversation. But right now, we haven't had to see much about it.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Earl, as I said at the outset, we've just passed the midpoint of CAA play, 10 games in the books and 4 weeks to go until the conference tournament in North Charleston. Kind of assess where you feel like your team is right now and what you feel like what you've done well and what you'd like to see your team do better over these next 4 weeks.
Well, I mean, like I said, we've done a great job of, you know, sticking together. Our togetherness has been pretty good and just hanging in there through good and bad. We play well. We've been really good defensively. And for the most part, and the last couple of games, our offense has started to pick up a little bit. Really, all I want to see is us put it all together where we can score, you know, enough points to be competitive in every game, but at the same time, be tough enough on defense to really contest shots and rebound. If we can put both sides of the ball together, and I think we got a chance to really, really peak towards the end in March. So that's our goal, you know, put it all together. Right now, we're a pretty good team. We got a potential to be great if we continue to work hard and make our offense and defense have a good marriage.
Got another media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, possible.
Your next question is from the line of Alex Riley with the Wilmington Star News.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to discuss, obviously, Thursday's game coming up with UNCW. You know, obviously, we're only at the halfway point of the season as far as conference play goes, but it's another big meeting between these two teams, especially given the way things played out last week. What are you telling your team, or are you telling them anything, or is it just another game? How are you guys approaching this one?
Yeah, we hadn't said a whole lot. I mean, we're trying to get better every day in practice. I think the guys know. I mean, you know, our players know what's going on. I mean, it's pretty obvious where we are and where some of the other teams are in the CAA. And so, but we've just been trying to get better this week and focus on, you know, doing things the right way. And that's pretty much it. I mean, maybe we'll talk more about it tomorrow, but we had a great practice this morning. And maybe we'll talk more about it tomorrow and, you know, business as usual.
Did you learn anything from the first meeting that you plan to take into this one? Is there any specific area you need to focus on, given what you've seen previously?
No, we just need to play better. We need to play better, you know. And in that type of game, when we played it the last time, there were some things we could do better. And so we're just trying to improve on the areas where we need to improve and go out and try to play our best game.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Earl. As always, thanks for the time today, and look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.